Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald for Monday and Tuesday, January 18th and 19th. First, the weather. The MLK Day holiday will bring partly sunny skies, with a high in the low 70s, dropping to the 50s at night. Back to Work Tuesday offers a similar forecast. Our top story, Martin Luther King Jr. Day is known as a day of service, to reflect Dr. King's legacy as a religious figure, educator, and civil rights leader. And while things have changed this year because of the pandemic, organizations, schools, and other groups still found ways to honor King. 5,000 role models planned its annual Martin Luther King Jr. Scholarship Breakfast to be virtual this year. Among the speakers, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. And Liberty City's annual parade went to the screen as well, with local TV coverage planned for the pre-recorded festivities. The live parade was canceled due to the pandemic. For more on events and closings for the holiday, go to miamiherald.com. In food news, Japanese fusion restaurant Salvaje is internationally famous, in Spanish cities Barcelona and Madrid, as well as in Panama and Colombia. Now, it's opening its first U.S. location, in Miami, at the end of the month. The restaurant will occupy the rooftop of Hyde Midtown Miami. It will feature a retractable roof and include a 170-seat garden with bamboo daybeds, tables, and a sushi bar. And the signature gold rhino heads will be there too. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In business, Miami hotels just had one of their most successful weeks since the pandemic began. Average occupancy rates for the Miami market hit 51% for the week of January 3rd through 9th, boosted by the college football championship at Hard Rock Stadium. That's according to hospitality analysis firm STR. Football week was the second time that local hotel occupancy hit above 50% since mid-March, when the COVID-19 pandemic wiped out reservations. The most successful week was December 27 through January 2, when occupancy reached 69%. The lift from the football game met the expectations of local hoteliers, who had hoped for a much-needed bump. Large group and conference business is expected to lag as COVID cases continue to surge and vaccine rollout remains slow. In sports, the Miami Heat will begin allowing some fans to attend games at American Airlines Arena later this month. The change will start with a limited number of season ticket holders at the January 28 game against the Los Angeles Clippers. The limited capacity will continue through Miami's February 9 game against the New York Knicks. The stretch will include 6 home games. Fewer than 2,000 fans will be allowed to attend each of the games at the downtown Miami Bayfront Arena, which has a capacity of 21,000. And finally, a previous big PGA Tour event at President Donald Trump's Doral Golf Resort is returning to Florida, just not at his course. The World Golf Championships Mexico Championship is moving to the Concession Golf Club in Manatee County this year due to the pandemic. The tournament is scheduled for February 25th to 28th, according to an announcement from the PGA Tour. The Doral Open was held from 1962 to 2006. Then the World Golf Championship was held there until 2016. President Trump bought the resort in 2012 and renamed it Trump National Doral Miami. The tournament was moved to Mexico from Doral in 2017. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com and stay healthy.